Shelley Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Shelley's here with me. And Shelley, you like that word, that Hebrew word for peace, shalom. Mm-hmm. Why do you like it? What do you find in the New Testament about it?
Well, just a lot of things. I think it's interesting that the God of all peace, that he, in First Thessalonians chapter 5, the last verses, and it says, the God of all peace, all shalom, all wholeness, sanctify you wholly, mm-hmm. spirit, soul, and body.
Whole has that idea of whole.
And who I am and who you are, who we are spirit. We have a mm-hmm. soul, we live in a body. And so God has provided through the shed blood of Jesus Christ our sanctification and our completeness.
Mm-hmm. Our shalom.
Our shalom.
Our peace. Now the Hebrew word shalom, which is what we're looking at, and we're looking at Hebrew nuggets, mm-hmm. Hebrew treasures, such a marvelous language of the Hebrew language. And in the ancient times, whenever they met each other on the street, David, now last week we read about when Joseph went to, and his brothers came, and they said to him, he said, what is the shalom of my father? How, and shalom, we found, comes from a root word. All Hebrew words come from roots. You can always see the root in the word. The root word that shalom comes from is shalem, and it means whole or complete. And so let's look at Exodus chapter 17.
Okay.
Now, in the King James Bible, it says, this is going to be Exodus chapter 18. And I don't know whether it's verse 17 or 7. I might have made a written it down wrong here, because I've got the verse here in on my...
Well, verse 17 of chapter 18 of Exodus says, and Moses' father-in-law said unto him, the thing that thou doest is not...
Okay, 7. Look at verse 7.
Okay, so verse 7 of that same chapter mm-hmm. Says, and Moses went out to meet his
That's
father-in-law.
It.
And did obeyance and
obeisance
and mm-hmm. kissed him, and they asked each other of their welfare,
and they came into the tent. Now in my Bible I've got a reference to that word welfare, and it says in the Hebrew they inquired to the peace of the other.
Okay,
so Moses and Yithro, his father-in-law, mm-hmm. when they met, they said, Mashlom Cha, mm-hmm. what is
your
peace?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if two men meet on the streets in Israel today, they say the same thing that Moses and Yithro said, mm-hmm. Mashlom Cha.
Yes.
And they are inquiring as to your wholeness.
Yes.
Are you whole?
So good.
Anything about you broken?
Absolutely.
Now, Shelley... In 1 Samuel 17,
okay,
and verses 17 and 18, we're going to see where David's father sent him out to see about his brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could read to us 1 Samuel 17, verses 17 and 18.
Okay, and Jesse said unto David his son, take now for thy brethren an ephod of this parched corn, and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their thousand, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge.
All right, look how thy brethren fare.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the King James translates, but the Hebrew says he sent him to find out about his brethren's
shalom.
Peace. The shalom. Now, one of my favorite accounts of where this is used in the Old Testament is the Shunammite woman.
Oh, yeah.
The Shunammite. And you remember that she'd made the prophet a little chamber in her house. And Elisha asked his servant Gehazi, what does she want? What can I do for her? And the woman wouldn't say. So Elisha's servant said, well, she doesn't have a child. So you know then that he prophesied that she would have a child. And now we're going to pick it up here in 2 Kings 4, 17 through 23. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her. And when the son was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father to the reapers, and he said to his father, Roshi, Roshi. That's how he would have said it in Hebrew.
Head.
My head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid on him on the bed of the man of God. She knew something about the anointing.
Mm-hmm.
So in the little prophet's chamber where Elisha slept when he was there, she put the boy there. And she shut the door upon him and went out. She called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, why do you go to him today? It's neither the new moon nor the Shabbat. And she said, King James says, it shall be well, but it shall be is in
italics.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does that mean, Shelley, when something's in italics in the King James?
It's not in the original Hebrew.
It's not in the Hebrew. Well, what is the only word that's in the Hebrew that's translated there?
Well.
Well, but that's not well. That is
shalom.
Shalom. When her husband said, it's neither the new moon nor the Sabbath, she said, shalom. She did not even say, it shall be well.
Mm-hmm.
You can just cross out those italics.
Mm-hmm.
She did not put anything into the future. Her one word answer was, shalom.
That's wonderful.
The peace that comes from being whole. In other words, we've got shalom.
Yes, exactly.
My son's not going to be broken off from me.
And you have what you say, just like what
yes.
Jesus said.
She affirmed it. I've got it. I've got the peace that comes from being whole. And for me to be whole, I've got to have my son.
Right.
Now, we're going to read on 2 Kings 4, 25 and 26. So she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. You've been there, Shel.
Oh, yeah.
And it came to pass when the man of God saw her afar that he went to Gehazi, his servant. Behold that Shunammite. Run now, I pray. Meet her and say unto her, King
Shalom.
James says,
mm-hmm.
Is it well with thee? There's no is it. What he asked her to ask him to find out is her peace.
Mm.
What is her peace? Mashalomha. Is it, what is the peace of your husband? Is it well with your husband? That word well is shalom. What's the shalom of your husband? Is it well with the child? What is the shalom of the child? And her answer to it all is shalom.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the peace mm-hmm. that comes because we're whole. Cross out the italics. Elisha inquired to her peace, her husband's peace, and her child's peace. Her answer to all was shalom. As the result of her faith's confession of wholeness, her son was raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Now here's something so interesting, Shelley. So interesting. Another word that's on that shalom. Remember, shalem is in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hub of the wheel of the words. Then we have the spoke words that go out from it. And one of those is shalom. The base word, the root word is whole. And one of the words that goes out from it is shalom. And another one is shalem, to pay. Leshalem, to pay. Leshalem, to pay.
Like a salary.
Mm-hmm. Another word which grows from the root word for whole is the word shalem, meaning pay or wages, or pay for goods,
mm-hmm.
or pay back a debt. Now Horowitz said in his book, to pay for something carries the meaning to restore or make whole again. By paying a person for what you took from him, you fill the gap you created in his possessions when you first took it. So in other words, if you go into a store and a man's selling apples, if you take an apple, you don't leave that man whole until you paid for the apple. So lesalem is to pay the man.
Mm-hmm.
The law, the Torah, we are told in the New Testament, was a schoolmaster, guiding men to the ways and thinking of God. Wholeness is a foundational principle of God's truth. Understanding this sheds light on otherwise hard to understand scriptures. For instance, Leviticus 19:13, thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. Now, whenever a man works for you, he gave you of his life. He's not whole until you lay shalem him. You pay him. Mm-hmm. Then he's whole.
Right.
God establishes here that one's work is a part of oneself. Until one is paid for it, he's not whole. A thief takes from the very being of a person. Exodus 21, 35 and 36. If one man's ox hurt another's that he die, then they shall sell the live ox and divide the money of it. And the dead ox also shall they divide. Or it shall be known that the ox hath, which has used to push in times past, and his owner hath not kept him in, he shall surely pay ox for ox. He shall shalem mm-hmm. ox for ox. Mm-hmm. In other words, you're gonna give an ox for that ox that was bad, or you're going to that your ox pushed or whatever, and you're gonna pay for him. You can pay money. The idea in verse 36, we see the idea of the word pay, shalem. It is to reestablish wholeness. And that is the idea behind the much misunderstood verse 24 in the same chapter. Exodus 21, 24. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. Well, how are we going to understand that? Same way we do verse 36, ox for ox. If you jab a man's eye out, then you have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean you take your own eye out.
Right.
You lay shalem, you pay him.
Mm-hmm.
The picture is man is to be whole. He is not to be left broken. You are to make restitution, to pay money and leave him as whole as you can. The entire Old Testament paints a picture of God's provision of a covenant of peace, which includes prosperity. Prosperity, peace, all these things go into making one whole.
Mm-hmm.
If you came by and someone jabbed your eye out, then you wouldn't be whole. But even insurance companies today, they have a certain amount of money that they'll pay you for the loss of an eye mm-hmm. with the same idea to make you whole. So it has nothing to do with cutting a man's hand off.
That's not the principle.
That's not the point of the whole thing. And so you understand, you need to understand these things. We're still going to be talking about peace tomorrow and a wonderful thing about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is Billy Brim. You can get from us the book, Secret of Hebrew Words, for $25 plus postage. You can get The Tongue of the Prophet, the rebirth of the story of the rebirth of the Hebrew language as a spoken language. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or go on billybrim.org and find out more about us. Be sure to come to our Prayer Mountain meeting, the Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Go online or call us and see about how you can meet with prayers. We want to be whole, have the body whole. We don't want you to be missing. So just call us, 1-800-972-3447. And this is Billy Brim and Shelley Brim Oaks saying, shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom means whole peace. Thank you. Until tomorrow.